A happy person has a certain set of attitudes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A happy person has a certain set of attitudes. What sort of attitudes would a happy person have? Well, he'd have happy attitudes, wouldn't he? He'd have happy, happy, happy attitudes. And why would a happy person have happy attitudes? Because a happy person and happy attitudes go together. Now, are you a happy person or a sad person? Are you a person that looks at life and finds all of its problems? Or are you a person that looks at life and finds all of its solutions? Everywhere you look, everything you do, you find wonderful things to consider, don't you?
Yes.
Everything that you do is like a solution to something. You just can't help it. That's your nature. You walk out here. I came up the drive today, and I saw on the back of Ingeborg's golf cart a great big tree. And I thought to myself, now what is that big tree on the back of Ingeborg's golf cart? And I thought, Ingeborg probably was out being her usual tidy self, happy self, picking up sticks and putting them on the golf cart to throw in the trash when she gets around to it. Now, big deal, big deal. But yet, it said to me that Ingeborg was happy, that she was doing something that made her happy, doing something that fulfilled her. And turns out it wasn't Ingeborg at all, it was Ellen. Ellen found that branch somewhere and brought it to Ingeborg, and said, Ingeborg, here's another toy for you. Now, if Ellen were really industrious, she would take that branch right to the trash can right away and put it in so Ingeborg could find her own branches. But Ellen found her solution with the golf cart sitting there, empty in the back, ready to receive the goodies that she wanted to give it. We're like that. We're like that. We just find the shortcut for whatever it is that we're doing, and then we take it. Now, the shortcuts are not right, and they're not wrong. They're just shortcuts. However, speaking about shortcuts, when I work on my computer, and I have a shortcut, that's a little thing I press to make a program come up, it goes to the program and says, get up. However, if the real program is right there, in the little box, and I press it, instantly the program comes up. If I ever were to delete that, I'd delete the whole program, and I'd be without that program. So shortcuts are really very intelligent and really very useful, and we really should have more of them and understand them better. What are shortcuts in life? Shortcuts are, well, when I walk around the path, I have a mental notebook, and I write down notes of little things that I want to take care of or that should be taken care of. And then when I come back, I write them down on a pad of paper and give them to each person who is involved, if anybody's involved, or I take care of it myself. Oftentimes I think, you know, the shortcut would be the long cut, which is the long cut if it's a shortcut, which is I just press the button and get on the tractor and hook on the drag behind it and go around the roads and drag the roads, and the roads are smooth as silk. And I should do that more often, but I do that every once in a while. Now, what's wrong with Ellen? Doesn't she know how to drive the tractor? Sure she does. What's wrong with anybody else? Don't they know how to drive the tractor? Sure they do. So, what's going on? Why don't they pull the tractor and drag the roads? You know, because there's no work. It's just turning the wheel of the tractor, which is power steering, and you just drive it around the road, hauling that drag behind, which is a very easy, wonderful thing to do, and lo and behold, everything is in divine order. Everything is perfect. And a little dragging here and a little dragging there makes a lot of difference, makes the roads very comfortable to walk on. But we say to ourselves, that's not my job. And you see, when you have a set of attitudes that say some things are your job and some things are not your job, you cut yourself off from a lot of great experiences. Have you ever dragged a road? And the answer is probably no. Well, if you want to have a lovely experience, have a tractor and put a drag on the back and drag the road around your property or someplace and watch how lovely it looks. All the dirt falls into the holes and the high parts are low and the low parts are filled. And when you're done, it looks very beautiful. It looks like you have just swept the sidewalk in front of your house of all of the leaves. And so when you drag a road with a tractor, it looks just like someone has put a blessing on that road and said, "You are beautiful. You look lovely." And it's not a matter that it's your job or not your job. It's just a matter that it's easy to do if you will let it be easy to do. Only one thing you have to remember when you're dragging a drag with a tractor. Don't turn too sharp, like turning up on yourself, because the drag's got to pull around. And if you turn too sharp, you'll run right over the cable for the drag, and you get caught up in your wheel, and there you are stuck until you figure out how to get out. But everything, if we do it with a happy heart, with a happy attitude, a happy person is a person who has a certain set of attitudes. Now, one set of attitudes that a happy person has is, whatever sets before me, I do it. If I'm walking down the street and I see a can on the sidewalk and I know that children are running back and forth there, I'll pick the can up and carry it until I find a trash can. If I see any glass on the sidewalk and I know that somebody accidentally broke a bottle or something, I'll pick up that glass and put it in a little plastic bag that I always have in my pocket, and then I'll take that to a trash can. Because if a dog walks along and steps on that glass, or if a child was barefoot running along and steps on that glass, I wouldn't like that to happen. So a happy person has a certain set of attitudes. No job is a happy person's job, and every job is a happy person's job. A happy person just does those things that make life such a joy and such a peace and such a fulfillment, because the happy person doesn't think that something is not his responsibility. And of course, that's not my job. I don't have to do that. That's not the point. We do things because we know that it's a joy to do them. We know that it's wonderful to do it. I have a unfortunate situation about me. Anytime anybody asks me to do something, I feel it's my responsibility to do it, even when I have 1,000 other things to do. And often I'll just take a moment and do what they ask, and it's done, and they say, "Wow, that's nice of you, thank you." And then I go on my activities, and lo and behold, I get everything done too. But a certain set of attitudes that make for a happy person are attitudes of, "I love life. I love the world. I am happy to be on this planet. I'm happy to make the planet just a little better every moment of my life. I'm happy that everything I do is just so wonderful. It's just so fantastic." And that is what life is all about. And of course, that's what we're all about too. We're all about living our life in a very wonderful, happy way. A happy person has a certain set of attitudes. What are your attitudes? Are your attitudes attitudes of peace and joy? Are your attitudes attitudes of love? Are your attitudes attitudes of goodness? You know, if we do everything gently and lovingly, everything, if we look at every person gently and lovingly, if we will treat all the world as a wonderful place to live in, with our certain set of attitudes, we will go through life totally happy all the time. And anything that might upset us or make life difficult for us, it will not have any effect on us, because we have a certain set of attitudes that let us be anything we want without feeling that we must do it, without feeling it's our responsibility, without feeling that it's something that if we don't do it, nobody will do it, or that it's somebody else's job and we don't want to do somebody else's job. In life, do all things because it makes you happy. Do all things because it's a joy. And I saw that Rex had torn a piece of paper off of a toy that I gave him, And he spread that paper all over the yard. And I thought to myself, what a creative dog. What a creative dog. Now, I could have been unhappy about, oh, I got to pick up all those little tiny pieces of paper. And I thought, no, you know, every time I bend over, my back feels just wonderful. Every time I stand up, I feel so youthful and so dynamic. And, you know, if you have that attitude, you feel wonderful. Now, I know that all of you can't be 110 years old and do things like that, or can you? If you have a good attitude as you go along, when you're 110, you'll still have a good attitude, and you'll still be able to do everything in your perfect body, your perfect mind, and your perfect being. Have a lovely day, and know that everything in your day is going your way in its perfect, ideal pattern, because you have a certain set of attitudes, because you are a happy person. I love you, I love you, I love you.